More than half of the states in the U.S. now have legalized medical marijuana. Another 8 also allow the use of recreational marijuana. So if marijuana is okay for people, does it follow that it's also okay for pets? Veterinarians are increasingly being asked about treating pets with cannabis. And as Tom Bonsi of Here and Now contributor, the Northwest News Network reports, that can put the doctors in an awkward spot legally.
There you go. Just a good girl.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who's this?
This is Willie, and he is a 16-year-old Lhasa Shih Tzu.
Michelle Batten of Portland, Oregon, owns the small caramel-colored dog. She says Willie has a variety of age-related problems, including arthritis and anxiety from vision loss. Prescription painkillers made him sluggish.
So we started on the cannabinoid capsules.
Cannabidiol, better known as CBD, is derived in this case from hemp, the variety of the cannabis plant that's not mind-altering.
I was very open to it and so pleased with what I saw. Just, he's so much more content. He sleeps better. He's not in pain. And he doesn't have the anxiety.
Does it seem like the pets are getting high?
No, not at all. Just more calm.
Batten takes Willie to a clinic that advertises holistic pet care. Dr. Cornelia Wagner runs the Hawthorne Veterinary Clinic. She says pet owners turn to hemp or medical marijuana for many of the same things humans take it for these days, including cancer symptoms, pain, inflammation, seizures, nausea, chronic skin allergies, and loss of appetite.
5 years ago when I started here, hemp never came up. Or cannabis hardly ever came up, but now we talk about it a lot.
Dr. Wagner tells dog owners that their animals are much more sensitive than humans to the effects of marijuana. Her clinic only stocks a few over-the-counter, non-psychoactive hemp-based supplements, like the pills Willie the dog swallows twice a day.
The Canapet products, we have them in capsule form, and they come in different strengths.
Hemp for pets is largely unrestricted right now. Marijuana is different.
Legally, we have to be careful about it, even though recreational marijuana use is legal in Oregon now. As veterinarians, we are not allowed to prescribe it. So we have to be careful about giving recommendations.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on its website cautions against usage of marijuana products for pets. The FDA says the safety and effectiveness of these products has not been established and needs further study. The murky legal terrain got murkier last month when the Drug Enforcement Administration said it considers all extracts from the cannabis plant to be controlled substances, including from hemp. Olympia, Washington vet Dr. Lisa Parshley says she's hesitant about cannabis products, not just for legal reasons, but for the scientific unknowns.
I just feel like everybody's trying to jump the gun and get into the use of this without doing due process in the research lab, in the clinics, and try to get a really good product out there that's safe and actually works.
But entrepreneurs in pot-friendly Western states aren't waiting for the smoke to clear to meet consumer demand. Startups are selling a range of cannabis products for pets, from capsules, oils, butters, and tinctures, to infused chew toys and dog treats. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.